Chapter 42, in which we meet Wicket. Wicket is a warrior. Well, a warrior in training. He's not unlike Luke Skywalker, actually, back when Luke was a bored teenager on Tatooine, weary of farm work and dreaming of big adventure. Wicket would like an adventure, too, and he's about to get it. Wicket is an Ewok, one of those rodent-like creatures that live on this forest moon. You remember, the ones Emperor Palpatine dismissed with a wave of his hand? Wicket is a member of a tribe that lives high in the trees of this forest, where Luke and Leia have been chasing scout troopers around on speeder bikes. Wicket does not like these weird white creatures that fly about with so much noise. They kill Ewoks for sport. Generally, when the white flyers are around, the higher you are up your tree, the better. But Wicket has climbed down to the forest floor to check out the place where he saw two white flyers crash. When he arrives, however, he sees a creature that is not a white flyer. This creature is not encased in hard white armor, but wears soft green cloth. And parts of this creature that stick out from under the green cloth look even softer. Wicket sees smooth skin, without fur. That is something he has never seen before. What is this thing? Is it dead? Can you eat it? He must find out. So he pokes it with his spear. This is a foolish thing for him to do, and he almost dies for his foolishness. Princess Leia really is a warrior, not just a warrior in training. Prodded by the stick, she wakes up and sees Wicket standing over her. Immediately her hand jerks for her blaster. Though she's still groggy from the accident, she could draw her gun and shoot a hole through Wicket before he has time to squeal for help. But she doesn't. And why not? Well, if Wicket had been a hideous creature with fangs and claws, she would have. But Wicket is cute. He's tiny, shorter than R2-D2 even. And he's all fuzzy. I mean all over. Belly, face, feet. All fuzzy. And he's got a pug nose and two big shiny eyes peering out from under a little hood. What she doesn't realize is that if she had been an ugly creature, he might have lunged at her with fangs bared and spears stabbing. But each one has instantly charmed the other. So for a moment, they just look at each other, there on the forest floor. Then Leia stands up, and Wicket jumps back in alarm. She's enormous, but she's talking to him in a friendly way. "I'm not gonna hurt you," she says. Of course, he has no idea what the words mean, but he hears nothing threatening, only kindness. She looks around. It looks the same in every direction. Ferns, trees, fallen logs. With a start, she remembers how she got here. The mad chase through the forest and her fall off the speeder. Instinctively, she reaches for her comlink to call Han, then remembers that they agreed that using the comlinks would be a last resort. Any electronic communication, even if encrypted, would alert the Empire to their presence. She runs down her options. She could find the wrecked bike and maybe follow her own trail back to the other rebels. But then again, there are probably more Imperials out there right now following the same trail to find out what happened to all the missing speeder bikes. Maybe it would be smarter for her to move on toward the rendezvous point. But she realizes she has no idea how to get there. Nor does she know where she is right now, for that matter. For now, she'd better just stay out of sight, she decides. The mission could and must proceed without her. She sits down on a fallen log and sighs. Is her part in this adventure over already? Well, looks like I'm stuck here, she tells Wicket. Trouble is, I don't know where here is. And then she realizes that, of course, this little creature probably knows exactly where here is. Maybe you can help me, she says. He growls, but not in an unfriendly way. I promise I won't hurt you, she repeats. Now come here. She pats the log, inviting him to sit down. Wicket climbs up, but doesn't sit. He's curious, but cautious. Leia has an idea for breaking through the language barrier. She takes a Nutri-Stick from a pocket and holds it out to him. All right, you want something to eat? Yes, he does. Ewoks always want something to eat. The Ewok civilization has reached that point where they dabble in religion, medicine, art, even politics, but still focus most of their energies on getting enough food every day. He's never had a Nutri-Stick before, but instantly recognizes it as food. He takes it and finds it very pleasing. An Ewok's diet is usually roots, nuts, and spit-roasted spleedarks. Maybe a boar wolf if the hunting parties have been lucky, or verkles if the hunting parties have been unlucky. Yuck. But this is soft and chewy, and he jumps back in alarm. The tall creature is taking off its head.
Me too, Maya,
he snarls, waving his spear again.
Me also, Asun.
Look, it's a hat, Leia assures him. It's not gonna hurt you. Look.
She puts it down on the log, and he taps at it with his spear.
And then he notices that her head is covered with fur. Very long and very beautiful fur.
Here, bullop, bullop,
he chatters, and sits down next to her to finish his Nutri-Stick.
You're a jittery little thing, aren't you?
She says. And then suddenly, he's up again, spear ready. But this time, he's not threatening Leia. He's protecting her.
He's that Nola, Nola,
he whispers.
What is it? She whispers back.
A laser blast hits the log just next to them. Instantly, they both fling themselves off the log and crouch behind it. Blaster ready, Leia risks a peek over the log, and another blaster shot hits the log, and she has no chance to see where it came from. She ducks back down. Wicket is gone, but a biker scout has arrived.
Freeze,
he barks. Then,
come on, get up. Give me that blaster.
Leia considers an attack. She might be able to surprise him, lunge in and knock his gun aside. But she realizes that this scout couldn't have been the one firing the shots. There must be at least one more hidden in the forest with his blaster fixed on her right now. So she reluctantly hands over her gun.
She's disarmed,
says the scout, and his partner emerges from behind a tree.
Go get your ride to take her back to base,
the first scout says.
Yes, sir.
Leia and the first scout stand looking at each other for a moment as the other one stomps back through the ferns. The scout touches a button on his glove to activate his helmet comlink.
Base? This is...
But suddenly, he is screaming in pain. He looks down to see that Wicket has driven a spear into the gap in his armor at his right knee. The sharp stone tip of the spear is ripping right into his leg. By the time he remembers to look up again, it is too late. Leia has picked up a branch and is swinging it hard, right at his head. Without his helmet, the blow might have killed him. As it is, he is knocked out and crumples. But before he even hits the ground, Leia has snatched the blaster out of his hands. Leaping up onto the log, she sees the other scout jumping onto his bike. Her third shot hits him, and he slumps over the controls. Unfortunately for Leia, his bike now crashes into the other scout's bike, and both explode in a double fireball. And then she hears a squeal. The first scout, though still sprawled on the ground, has revived enough to grab Wicket by the throat. Leia kills him with his own blaster. There is a sudden silence in the forest. Leia and Wicket look at each other with new respect. Each realizes that they have underestimated the other. And Leia now knows she has an ally she can trust. Let's get out of here, she says. And the meaning is clear to Wicket. He sets off through the forest with surprising speed, leading her back to the safety of his treetop village. Of course, there is no real safety for Wicket or Leia in the treetops of this forest moon. Not while the great Death Star hangs up there in the sky.